Chapter 1. Detective Sergeant Frank Malloy pushed his way through the crowd gathered at the entrance to the modest office building. Murder always drew a crowd in New York City, even in respectable neighborhoods. Even on a peaceful autumn Saturday afternoon. The uniformed copper guarding the door nodded and admitted him, causing much outrage to the curious onlookers who had been fruitlessly demanding admittance for quite some time. Inside, the building wasn't so modest. Marble floors gleamed in the late afternoon sunshine, and rich, dark woodwork gave the place a distinct air of respectability. Not the kind of place where people usually got themselves murdered, Frank thought, as he scanned the loitering figures for whoever was in charge of this investigation. The man in question had already spotted Frank, and he disengaged himself from the men he'd been speaking with and made his way across the marble floor. Frank recognized him immediately. They'd crossed paths before, and Frank knew he wasn't the kind to resent Frank's involvement in the investigation. In fact, he'd be glad to be relieved of the responsibility. "Malloy," he said, reaching out a hand, "good to see you." He was one of the ward detectives. His main job would be collecting bribes and blackmail money from the crooks and the madams and distributing it to the right places. But he was also responsible for reporting crimes in his ward to police headquarters and getting one of the detective sergeants down to investigate as quickly as possible. Today, Frank was the one called down. For some reason, he'd been asked for by name. "Sullivan," Frank replied, shaking the outstretched hand. "What's going on?"
"Some fella got his skull cracked open. Blood everywhere," he added with obvious disapproval. "Not so bad when it's in an alley, but in a place like this."
He shook his head again. He looked like he hadn't shaved in a few days, and his suit had probably been slept in. Frank could smell the whiskey on his breath, but his bloodshot eyes betrayed his intelligence. Sullivan might be a drunk, but he was no fool.
"Come on, I'll show you."
"Have you sent for the medical examiner yet?" Frank asked as he followed Sullivan down a hallway.
"Yeah, as soon as I saw what happened, but nobody's come yet."
Frank heard an exclamation of surprise as they passed an open doorway, and a moment later, a round man with a shiny, bald head popped out.
"Mr. Malloy, is that you?"
Frank turned in surprise. "That's right," he said, thinking the man looked familiar but unable to place him.
"Edward Higginbotham," he said, taking Frank's hand and shaking it vigorously. "I'm the one who found Mr. Wooten."
He still looked a bit shaken, and his face was beaded with sweat, but that could just be because it was warm on this September afternoon.
"Mr. Higginbotham said he knew you," Sullivan reported. "Asked me to send for you special."
Which explained a lot.
"Because of your son, you know," Higginbotham said.
Frank frowned at the mention of Brian. Who was this man, and how did he even know Frank had a son?
"You spoke to me about putting your son in our school,"
Higginbotham reminded him eagerly.
"The Lexington Avenue School, or rather, the Institution for the Improved Instruction of Deaf Mutes. The name's so long, we just call it Lexington Avenue. But you already know that."
Now Frank remembered. He'd visited the place when he'd been trying to decide whether to send his boy to school at all. Finding out Brian was deaf had been a shock, but not as much as it might have been. Until then, he'd believed Brian was simple-minded and would have to be cared for his entire life. Now he'd enrolled him in a school where he would learn to read and write and eventually be able to learn a trade. But it wasn't Mr. Higginbotham's school.
"I remember now," Frank said, deciding not to mention that he'd decided against the Lexington Avenue school. "Is that why you asked for me? Because we met..."